Top 5 Excursions in Punta Cana. An essential part of every trip is to be able to leave the hotel and get to know the country you are visiting. And that is certainly true if you visit the Dominican Republic. Today we would like to recommend 5 of the most popular excursions among our guests at Princess Hotels Punta Cana. Remember that you will find tour operator representatives in our hotel lobbies who will help you make all the arrangements. Whichever you choose, you're sure to have a great time. 1. Saona. Saona is the queen of excursions par excellence. Saona Island is located within the Parque Nacional del Este, a protected area for its richness and natural beauty. To get there, as it is an island, you have to go to Bayahib, approximately 1 hour from our hotels, and, from there, you take either a speedboat, catamaran, or private boat. Depending on the excursion, you can even combine 2 methods of transport, for example going to Saona by catamaran and returning by speedboat or vice versa. What will you find when you arrive on Saona Island? You will discover the image you've always imagined of the Caribbean. Warm, clear turquoise blue water, soft sand and hundreds of coconut trees. Depending on the excursion, it may also include a stop at the natural swimming pool in Dominicus, where you can swim in calm, waist-deep water, sipping a rum in an idyllic setting. We recommend that you take plenty of sunscreen, as it is very easy to get sunburnt. Also protect yourself with sunglasses, a hat or cap, and stay well hydrated. Bring a dry change of clothes to ensure that your return journey is comfortable after a whole day in the water and sun. The option that includes a speedboat ride is not recommended for pregnant women. If you are going on the excursion with children, ensure that they are old enough to cope with an entire day away from the hotel, in the sun and water, etc. Always make sure that they wear the life jackets provided on the excursion. As an extra bonus, did you know that you can also go on a diving excursion at Saona Island? If you want to find out more, click here. 2. Santo Domingo. The first city in the New World. Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic and the first city in the New World, is approximately 2 hours from Princess Hotels. This is a cultural excursion to learn a bit of history about this beautiful country. Highlights of the colonial city. First cathedral in America. Alcazar de Colón and Plaza de España. Stroll along Calle de los Demás. The romantic and lively atmosphere, full of bars, restaurants, museums, churches and shops, has made the street a must-see. As Santo Domingo is quite far away, it is normally a full-day excursion. The tour operators at our hotel can organize the whole excursion for you, transport, places to visit, guides, etc., or you can rent a car and travel freely to the places that interest you most. The choice is yours. If you decide to visit the city, it's advisable to bring something to cover up if you want to visit the inside of the cathedral, as you're not allowed to enter with bare shoulders or very short trousers. It's also advisable to wear comfortable shoes as you're likely to spend a long time on your feet. 3. Buggies and quad bikes. Adventure and adrenaline at its best. This is an exciting half-day excursion designed for the more intrepid. Depending on the chosen tour, the ranch where the activity takes place may vary, but they all offer an exhilarating ride through the countryside, blasting up and down muddy roads on a buggy or quad bike, surrounded by the local flora and fauna. Guests are normally picked up at the hotel and taken in a comfortable bus to a typical Dominican ranch to see cocoa and coffee plantations, and sometimes you get to see how tobacco and cigars are made. Safety measures and what the tour will entail will also be explained at this point. Excursions that include Macau Beach as part of the itinerary are interesting, as this beautiful wild beach away from the hotel area is one of the 5 best beaches in the Dominican Republic. Due to the nature of the tour, it is not recommended for small children. Drivers must always be of legal age. If you decide to go on this excursion, remember to pack clothes that you don't mind getting really dirty, as well as a handkerchief to protect your nose and mouth, comfortable shoes, and sun cream. 4. Diving in Catalina. Discover the underwater world. Catalina Island is considered a paradise for diving in the Dominican Republic. Located in the south of the country, you have to travel to the area of La Romana to take the boat to the dive site. Catalina is a small, uninhabited island with a diverse and protected marine ecosystem. The most famous dive sites in the area are the Wall and the Aquarium. The island also has snorkeling spots amongst sea sponges, coral reefs, and colorful fish, which is perfect for those who prefer to stay on the surface of the water. After the dives, organized excursions usually include a stop for the rest of the day at one of the island's beaches, which are also beautiful, with white sand, clear water, and surrounded by coconut trees. To book this excursion, you can rely on the help of the different tour representatives in our hotel. Remember that you need a diving qualification to be able to take part in diving excursions. If you do not have one, you can get your official OWD qualification certified by PADI in the aquatic centers at our hotels. For any excursion that involves diving, swimming in the sea or snorkeling in protected areas, we recommend that you take ecological and biodegradable sunscreen, so as not to damage the marine flora and fauna with harmful chemicals that can be released from our skin. It is also important to remember that it is forbidden to remove any type of coral, starfish or similar from the seabed in the Dominican Republic, and if you are caught doing so, there may be penalties. Here is more information about scuba diving in the Caribbean. 5. Samama. Discover new places in the Dominican Republic. Due to its distance from Punta Cana, a visit to Samama is a full-day trip. But it is worth discovering the northeast of the country, for its atypical landscapes, beaches that will make you fall in love and a very different atmosphere from what we are used to in Punta Cana. Samama has three main attractions, for if we count the whale season from January to March, Los Hatises National Park, El Salto del Limón, and Cayo Levantado. Of course, the whales are the protagonists in the whale season. Los Hatises National Park is not usually included, due to time restrictions and distance, in the excursion packages purchased through the hotels, but if you have the chance to visit it either by doing the excursion on your own, or by staying overnight on the Samama Peninsula, it is definitely worth it. It is one of the scenic jewels of the Dominican Republic, made up of mangroves, caves and crags which emerge from the water in an extraordinary way and are home to hundreds of species of birds and flora. El Salto del Limón is a waterfall surrounded by beautiful natural scenery, which can be reached by a long walk, or if preferred, and recommended, on horseback. But don't worry, you don't need to know how to ride a horse to do it. On the journey up to the 40-meter-high waterfall, you cross rivers, jungle and areas where coffee, cocoa and fruit are grown. Cayo Levantado Beach, located on an island in the middle of the Bay of Samama, is a beautiful beach in itself, but it is also impressive for the view of the mountainous contour of the Bay of Samama, seeing how the lush green mountains descend almost directly into the water. If you decide to go on an excursion to Samama, remember that it is a long trip and it is advisable to bring a change of clothes so as not to catch cold, a towel, sunscreen, comfortable clothes and comfortable shoes. These are our top 5 excursions starting from our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana, but they are not the only ones. If you visit us and have something else in mind, contact our tour operator representatives and they will inform you of all the available options. Would you like to experience any of these adventures? Share your thoughts with us in the comments.